right around the country. It is the Jimmy and Ace Show. Thanks for being a part of it, guys.
Nath, please get the round of applause ready for an Australian singer-songwriter best known for his 2019 breakout hit, This City, which has more than a billion views on TikTok and over 500 million streams on Spotify. He is celebrating returning to Australia after 13 years away with an epic collaboration with another Aussie superstar, Amy Shark. You've got to get some sharkers in your life. Their brand new single, High On You, an early round of applause, I think it's number one, so we can do a round of applause there. Let that to fade out. He joined his college vocal group, Pitch Slapped. That's where he met his future wife.
Beg your pardon?
Yeah, Pitch Slapped.
Oh, yeah,
Pitch
no,
Slapped.
That's what I thought you said.
He was in the school choir with a pre-fame Delta Goodrum.
Ah, tall yes. Delta.
Yes, and he used to come home from school, get his kid off and run around the farm naked. Please welcome to the show, Sam Fisher!
Oh, my God. You did your homework. Oh, you know what? That is the best introduction that anyone's given me this whole month that I've been here.
I was just about to say, because Sam, you've been the busiest bum in the business at the moment.
And the fairest, apparently.
All we have is intro. Shit-acid interviews.
Well, it's going well so far, so well done. Those numbers are so aggressive.
Is it because we were sort of chatting before the interview and, you're talking about the success you had with, this city and then the COVID happened and whatever, like, I mean, you sort of like, it's hard when I do the intro, right? There's two things going through my mind. I'm like, recognize this greatness, right? This song and what it's done. But then it's also like, do I want to mention that? How does it make you feel? Because it's like, is it?
Mate,
it
still pays my rent. Mention it all day. Let's run it
up.
Are you
ever going to be one of those people that in like 15 years time where you've got all these other amazing tracks, but when you get up there, like, do this city.
Like Bryan Adams when they're like, play Summer of 69. He's like, get out of my show. No.
Yeah, you'll be happy to do it.
I love this city.
Yeah,
it's
great.
A good song. I write the shit out of it. You know what I mean? Like, I love singing it. And it's a singer's song. Like, it's great. I love it.
Yeah, good.
I'll never get sick of it.
It's a Sam Fisher Wonderwall, really.
Look, I put out like 17 different versions of it. So, like, I better love it. You know what I mean?
I don't know why you stopped. We can do a Spanish version. Let's bring it.
Why am I even releasing new music? You know what I mean?
This city, this town, this suburb. We got to...
Right, hello? Yeah. Well, this city is like its own artist.
Yeah.
Like, it's insane the way that, I don't know, this city, everyone knows this city. And it's the coolest thing ever. And so now, being able to get out of my apartment and, like, experience my music traveling around the world, we're playing catch up now and I'm putting my face to it. My merch actually says Sam Fisher and then underneath, the guy that sings This City.
That is great.
Did you come up with that?
Anyway, you can. Of course I did.
Yeah.
I'm original as hell.
Much like he wrote the hell out of that song.
Where has been the weirdest place you've heard that track since you've been traveling?
Oh, the weirdest place. You know what? I've only heard This City out in the wild one time. And it was the last time I was in Sydney. And we were in the car going to a radio interview, and I'm pretty sure it was the show that I was about to be interviewed on, and I'm pretty sure they only played it because they knew I was on the way. But I'll take it. And what's funny is that it was like, here we go, content. This city just came on the radio, and we went through the Harbour Tunnel and had no light, so couldn't even film it.
No, it came on the, this is an announcement. We have a breakdown in the Harbour Tunnel.
Yeah,
and then we got it. Breakdown.
Well, look, Sam, This City is a bang of a song, but I'll tell you what is equally a bang of a song, and that is High On You. It is an absolute belter. We love it. Now, this is the thing, Jim, because we've got something we need to do, and it's shocking.
Hey, I'm scared.
This interview is all going to be about High On You. So what we want to do is we're going to turn the microphones off here, and what we're going to do is we're going to send you up to the world-famous rooftop.
So right? I'm going to go up and get high.
You are getting high on the Jimmy and Ace Show.
Love it.
you are getting high.
Instead of High On You, it's high on us.
Literally.
So you're going to be as high as possible. High.
Yeah, so we're going to send you as high as possible, legally possible. We wanted you in hot air balloon, but we don't have the budget. We're a night show.
Oh.
So we would
experience me literally crapping myself.
So we are going to send you to the top of the world-famous rooftop. And then right here in our building, we're going to go 15 levels down and across the street.
Perfect.
I have brought three pairs of really shitty binoculars.
Standard.
So you're going to get to, Jimmy and I are going to have a couple of pairs as well. And we're going to continue this interview whilst you are quite literally high on Jimmy and Nath.
I love it.
How does that sound?
That sounds so good. Wait, I'm going to have two sets of binoculars?
Yeah, one of them might suck, so you might
actually... Okay, fair. My eyesight's crap anyway, so here we go.
So,
yeah. There's three people in this room right now. Two of them have glasses.
Nate's the only
good luck
one
to us.
That's gonna
if I can spot you down there, It'll be a win.
I won't be able to see you on the roof. I won't even know what roof it is. You're trying to Sam on. Okay, all right, let's go up now. So, Sam, you're going to head up to the World Famous Rooftop. We've got some people that are going to take you up there, Jim. You and I, we grab microphones. We're going literally down and we're going across the road. The rest of this interview will be high on us. It will be hectic. Sam Fisher high on Jimmy Nath. The next time you hear us. All right, it is Jimmy Nath right around the country. Good morning, good night, whatever. I don't know what's his name. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast. Right around the country is the Jimmy and Nath Show, and it's not just us at the moment, Jim. We are also joined by, I don't have my sound effects, round of applause for Sam Fisher, who is still
make
here.
Some noise.
Hello, Sam.
Hey, guys. God, you know what? To be fair.
Thanks, guys, for Sam Fisher.
One person said, woo.
Just the crowd going wild.
Love that for me.
One person celebrating. So, I mean, just quickly, We should probably set this up first. So at the moment, Jimmy and I, we are downstairs, right? We are on a street. We are next to a tram. And Sam Fisher, in honour of his new song, High On You, he's quite literally high on Jimmy Nath. He is 15 levels above us. Sam, you've got binoculars. You are looking down on us. First things first, we should test this. Can you see us, Sam? Can you see us?
You guys look better than ever from 15 floors up. It feels fantastic up here. I don't know how it feels for you, but this is the best view I've had all day. Honestly, these binoculars work better than my own damn eye.
There are people filming us down here. Hey,
I do see that. You guys are celebrities.
Yes, we probably should have put Sam down on the street so people could say hello to him. We've hidden him on a roof. As we look at these like real dodgy binoculars.
What we want to do is continue the rest of this interview with you literally high on us in honor. I keep looking at Jim with the binoculars, but he's standing next to me.
I keep
doing that as well.
I put the binoculars back on. Yeah, then I can't find. Hey, I got him again.
Okay, there he is. So, I mean, hey. Sam, we're here to continue the interview. Tell
Love
us
that.
About High On Me. How did it come about?
High On You. Love High On Me.
Well, technically you are high on us right now. That's the name of the bit. Tell us
always,
about High On You, Sam.
Always, babes. You know what? High On You, I wrote it at the end of 2021 on Zoom with Sasha Sloan. Then I pinged it off to old mate Amy Shark. And the story is that her husband Shane, who's also her manager, was playing it. And she was in the next room. And she popped her head around and said, "What the hell's that?" And he said, "Oh, it's a Sam Fisher track he wants you to be on." And she said, "Yeah, all right, done." And that is how the cookie was made. Pretty magical,
and
right?
Did you think, Sam?
You know what? I love the
absolutely.
Delay on
did
this.
Did you think that? Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's one of the great delays. It's not a delay. We're just slow.
We're not great at interviews.
Sam, did you think, Sam, that all these months have passed since the release of the song and that you'd be
it's
doing
gone number one?
It's gone number one that you'd be doing an interview like this when you are quite literally high on Jimmy and Nath.
Well, I mean, this isn't the type of high that I thought we'd be doing, but it works for me. Your
we
delayed
tried to
laughter
get marijuana,
is absolutely murdering me.
tell us about
it's like
Amy
a two-second
Shark.
Delay. I'm giving you comedy gold, and you're going deep silence. Should we interview this
tell
lovely lady in
Amy
yellow?
Shark.
Do you want us
yeah,
to chat to
apparently.
Her?
Yeah, why not? See if she knows who I am.
Excuse me. Would you like to chat to Sam? We're just chatting. I'll show a photo. Excuse me, what's your name?
Hello, my name is April.
Hi, April. We're chatting to Sam Fisher. He's just up on this roof here. I'll give you some binoculars, and you can have a little chat to him.
Love it.
Here we go. So do you know who Sam Fisher is? Do you know this man here?
No.
You've never heard of him before?
Oh, come on, April. Get
can
off the show.
Can we sing a bit of his new song? I'll put these headphones on. Just here we go.
So what we'll do, what we're going to do, April, is we're going to get Sam to sing a little bit of his new song for you. Go, Sam.
Are you ready? Can you see me, April? Let me just remind you who I am. Remember the song that goes, "The city's gonna break my heart." You know that song, right? April, you're killing me.
Okay, April, can you talk into the microphone? Did you hear him sing that?
Yeah, I did a little.
Okay, have you heard that song before?
Kinda.
Okay, good. Kinda works for me. This is the next... Oh, go on. Oh, gosh, she's demanding. Here we go. Okay, so the new one. Whenever I get low on low, I get high on you. whenever I don't have
that sounds
enough,
nice.
Really?
I get by on you. Okay, it's by me and Amy Shark.
What do you think, April?
April, marks out of 10.
That sounds sweet. Out of 10, what would you give him, April?
Around 7 to 8.
7 to what 8 the? Out of 10, Sam.
Get out of my interview now, April. April, May, June, July, get out of here.
Thank you, April. Very good.
Love you, wow, love you, Sam. Mate. Well done. Yes, take your bow.
Sam, we got you in here. I'm just putting my headphones back on. Got you a new fan. Congratulations. Give him a follow at Sam Fisher on Instagram.
Yeah, good on you.
Sam, thanks, artist. April, mate. Love ya.
Now, Sam, of course, I mean, you're 15 floors above us. This would only ever work with another artist who has a song relating to being high. Is this something that we could potentially keep doing, Sam? I mean, you're the first person that we've done this with. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I feel like this has gone really well. This is definitely a segment you should keep doing.
Yeah, no, I think we're going to kill it.
So. Hang on, wait. Ladies and gentlemen, everyone around, round of applause, Sam Fisher!
The silence has broken my heart.
Just like this city, hey?
Well done. I'm glad you tied it back in. Stream high on you.
We love you, Sam. Thank you.
Love you guys.